Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
We have to know that God's blessings are not dependent on the world's economy. God is your source, and God only.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word, God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Satan is on the Prowl.
Speak the Word.
There's nothing more powerful than the Word of God. And when you put that word in your mouth, when you put God's word in your mouth and you speak it over those checkbooks, you speak it over those bills, you speak it over your body, you're going to see some results. God tells us in Psalms 32:9, He says, not to be like a horse or mule, which lack understanding, which must have their mouths held firm with bit and bridle, or else they will not come with you. He said, don't be stubborn like a mule that doesn't have any understanding. He says, in other words, don't let your mouth cause your destruction. Don't let your mouth keep you from receiving your healing or keeping you living on barely get along street. He's saying, don't be stubborn. He gave us a new heart, a new spirit. He's given us His Word as a manual to renew our minds, to speak as He speaks. You know, if what you're doing now, the Holy Spirit just revealed to me, is that when you read books or see watching movies that you shouldn't, or listen to music, listening to music you shouldn't, or movies, or reading books you shouldn't, what you're doing is you're repeating what you hear. And what's coming out of your mouth is the way the world views things. It's not the way that God views things. And it says here, don't let your mouth keep you from receiving your healing, as I just said, or keep you from living on barely get along street. You know, God wants you to have it all. You know, He wants you to have nice things. You know, He's not against that. But you're going to have to practice bridling your tongue, according to Psalms 141:3, is where David asked God, you know, to put a bridle on his tongue and a guard on his mouth. He said, lest I should sin against you. You know, I said that many, many years ago. As a matter of fact, I said it again the other day. This was back, I think, in the 90s, and I had a habit of saying certain things. And I said, Lord, I don't want to say that. I want to say this. And so please, you know, just tap me on the shoulder lightly when I need to change that. And really, I could almost feel Him when I would say something like tap me on the shoulder that I need to change that. And then a few days ago, I thought, Lord, I don't want my eyes to view anything that's going to cause me stress or anxiety or pain or cause me to just lose track and not be focused more on You than I am on those things. So, Lord, when I am, just begin to do that. Just tap me on the shoulders, please, and remind me, Joe, your eyes don't need to see that. Your ears don't need to hear that. You know, as I said, you know, you can go maybe 2 months and not watch the news. That's what I'm talking about. You can go a month or two and not watch the news and watch it again. It hasn't changed much. You know, it's still a lot of it, still negative. And if you listen to the news, you would think that everything is going to hell in a headbasket, but it's not, because the media, they don't want to put the good stuff on there. They don't want to see all the all the youth and all the people that are accepting Jesus, and they don't want to see all the revivals that's going around the world and other countries and stuff. They don't want you to know that. They all want to view in Chicago and New York, and it is terrible there. They are experiencing a lot of violence there, and they do need to do something about it. But the whole world is not like that. That is bad. And I feel sorry for the people that live there, because I can't imagine what it's like to be afraid to come outside your house. But you know, that's getting to the place in some places everywhere that we have to be careful. But the whole world, friends, is not like that. The whole world is not like that. James says in chapter 3, verse 6, he says, "You set on fire the course of nature by what you speak, think." And just think about that, saints, because just as heaven, I want you to think about this, just as heaven acts on your words and my words, so does hell act on your words. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, "The tongue can speak words that bring life or death." And I know a lot of people don't take that seriously, but I used to have that on my license plate before I came to Virginia, that the power of life and death is in my tongue, but also the power of prosperity or lack is in my mouth. The prosperity of health is in my mouth. It's right there. But it's not going to come out of my mouth unless I first think on it and change my thoughts and start thinking another way. Yesterday, I was having some darts thrown at me, and knowing the importance of the mind, I had to start capturing those thoughts and turning them around, because if I had not have turned them around, I wouldn't be here today. You know, because he don't, just like with Charlie Kirk, you know, he was preaching the gospel, he's teaching the youth, he's doing good. And the enemy, he wants to shut it up. He wants to close up anyone that's speaking God's word. It was like even with the COVID virus, you know, it left the package stores open, or liquor stores in the military, called package stores or liquor stores or whatever you call them here. They were open, all this other stuff was open, but they were closing down the churches. They were closing down anything that had to do with the Word of God. But friends, you're going to have to pay more attention to what you're reading, what you're seeing, and what you're listening to, because it's going to determine, as I said, it's going to determine your path. It's going to determine whether you have more than enough or whether you're always going to be in lack. It's really not up to God. It's up to you. My anointing is to help you. And so that's why I'm always going to be talking about the Word and other aspects of the Word, but that's always going to come in. It says, "Those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings." What he's saying here in that verse in Proverbs 18:21, he said, the tongue can speak words that bring life or death. You know, in other words, the power of life and death is in our tongue. And it says that those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings. So in other words, what I'm saying here and what God is saying is that you have to be ready to accept what it brings, what the harvest that it brings, because every word is a seed. It will bring a harvest, whether you believe it or not. It will. The Bible says it will. So if God says it will, it will. He said, what you reap, you're going to sow. You're going to harvest. So that's not only talking about finances, that's talking about everything. And in your words, you know. So what you're sowing, if you're sowing lack, you're going to reap it. If you're sowing sickness, you're going to reap it. Whatever you're sowing. If you're sowing anger, jealousy, pride, you're going to reap it. So it says, be ready to accept it, because that's what you planted. You know, I tell people, you know, that I was raised on a farm, and my dad planted, we had cucumbers, we had sweet potatoes, we had corn, tobacco, cotton, you name it. But I have never seen my dad plant corn and grow cotton. It just doesn't, you know. That's a natural law, but it's also a spiritual law. Whatever you're sowing, that is what you're going to harvest, okay? Changing the way you think. I know that it's not easy. I know it's not easy for me, but I believe that you can do it. Praise God, I really believe that you can.
Speak the word to your body. speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Saints, I received this letter from Josephine, and she writes, Dear Pastor Joe, thank you so much for the prayers and the CD you sent me. Would you please pray for salvation for my children and grandchildren? My grandson says he does not believe in God. He is worldly, and he is involved with drugs, and my heart hurts for him. Josephine, I would be honored to pray for your children and your grandson. I know that it's not God's desire that anyone should be lost. His desire is that all accept His Son, Jesus. Father, I thank you for Jesus, for your Son who laid down His life so that we all could have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Your word says that the devil is the one that puts blinders on the non-believers so they cannot see the truth, and that we have the authority to command him to take them off. So Satan, I command you in the name of Jesus to take the blinders off of Josephine's children and grandson and loose them now in Jesus' name. I ask you, Lord, to send laborers across their paths today to witness to them about Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.